A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. All right, guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend, Pete, and we are here with the pleasure of getting to interview Sav, fresh off of her elimination, unfortunately, but we cannot wait to talk with her and hear about her whole experience and just see what she's up to and what's next for her. So welcome, Sav, to the podcast.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here virtually.
Yes, yes. Well, we are so bummed to have to talk to you.
We've been cheering you on for the last few weeks. We've been nonstop just talking about how much we love Sav.
Oh, well, honestly, I didn't expect that. It gives me a little goosebumps.
It's been really fun watching the last like few weeks. Well, one, you've just like gotten more airtime. So we've gotten to like really get to know you and meet you and see you and like see you grow so much, which has been really fun, and to see your personality come out and just like learn about who Sav is. And I'm like, she's so fun. Like, I just like, and I feel like you just really like found your confidence over the last few weeks.
It definitely took some time to get there. I'll tell you.
Yes. It took some time, and then maybe not so much in the Hell's Kitchen challenge, because it was a fun one. Yeah. You're like, do we have to talk about it? I know.
Right.
Yeah, even if it went well, I think it was still a bad experience for everybody. So,
you know, that's real.
What was the experience like, Sav, starting from getting the apron and going through some of this?
Golly, I mean, it felt like a dream, really. Like when I was telling Gordon in the grill challenge that I didn't think I would make it. I mean, I really didn't. Like, some people came in, they're like, yeah, I'm gonna win, which is cool. I love that confidence. But I did not have that. Like, every challenge, I was like, how am I still here? I mean, just looking at the other five competitors from the South, right? Like, or other four. You know, we got Grillmaster. We got two people who make their living producing food content. We have a caterer. And then, like, me, who was just like, I like to cook dinner for my family, you know? And so, like, it was just like kind of this dissonance the whole time of like, I am here with all these like super talented, amazing people, and like somehow they're letting me like continue to exist on the show. So, I mean, it was like super just like mind blowing. And like, I was starstruck both with the judges and with my fellow, you know, contestants. So I was just trying to like be a sponge and absorb as much as I could, not only on the culinary side of things, but also on the business side of things. Like, I'm a small business owner, and seeing other small business owners work and like really, you know, market themselves and really hone in on the business aspect of it was just like super enlightening. So I was just like taking it all in.
But I love that. I mean, again, the show is for people like you. People like me, like I'm just like a person that cooked at home. Like,
girl,
I didn't feel like
you're amazing.
No, girl, I didn't think I belong there. I was like happy to get an apron. Like, I was like, I don't know. Every week, I'm like, oh, okay, sure, let's keep going. And it's sometimes you just never know. Like, the show gets it out of you. Like, the competition gets it out of you. The judges get it out of you. And so, like, it's in there. Like. Mm-hmm. You just got to pull it out of you. Like, it's in there. And we got to see that, you know, like you could have gone all the way, you know, like just certain challenges get the best of people sometimes, you know. It's like, and in a challenge like that, it's anybody's turn to go home, you know.
And you know, I said that you've been through it, and I know y'all season didn't do the restaurant challenge, but.
No, we did we did a take on it in the MasterChef kitchen. Mm-hmm. So we like served in the MasterChef restaurant, which so it's like similar, but, you know, but not like in Hell's Kitchen.
Some of challenges, like,
oh yeah.
When Kelsey came there to judge, she loved your three Sliders, I guess, and suggested that it should be, it should have been one of the top. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I didn't. Thank you.
Yeah. I was like, this girl went balls to the wall today. Like, like she is cooking everything in this kitchen, and she actually executed it. Like,
you know, you got to be ambitious, right?
You do. Some challenges, you're like, I'm gonna go for it.
Amen. You know, but there's so many other factors that exist, right, beyond just it's a good dish. So
there is. Yes.
I'm mad about it, but I appreciate the complimentary approach you took.
Do you have a dish like throughout the entire competition that you were like most proud of or felt, you know, like was the best representation of like your growth or you?
Well, definitely not my grill dish. I did not want to do that dish, and I didn't like it the whole time. So,
oh really?
I'm gonna bracket that.
Oh,
completely different. Yes, we're gonna have to talk about that off the record.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, I mean they didn't air it that way. That's for sure.
What?
They didn't air it that way. That's for sure.
Mm-mm. Yeah. No, but that's okay. One I did like. One I really enjoyed was the chicken challenge.
Okay.
So that was a little earlier on, but it was a dish that I kind of created in my home kitchen, was really excited to make. So I did like a Southern Thai fusion. So I did, I got the wings. So I cut up the chicken, and then they're the littlest wings I ever saw, but I used them. And I did like a lemongrass pepper wings instead of lemon pepper wings. And with like a homemade green curry cold noodle salad with some veggies and whatnot, like little vermicelli noodles. But you know, one of, I would say my style, like, which is kind of uncommon in the South, you know, you don't think internationally, but I live really close to Atlanta, and my family love to go to Atlanta and eat all the different kinds of restaurants there. And so I love doing kind of international and Southern fusion. So that I felt like was a good representation, that also like was delicious and like visually beautiful, which is something that I think I struggled with the whole competition.
Just like plating, and
mm-hmm.
It's a tough thing because it's one of those things like you either have it or you don't, almost, and like you never work on that at home,
right?
Like,
no,
unless you're a content creator, and then you might mm-hmm. work on plating and stuff like that. But like I never plated dishes.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You got to have that steady hand, you know. Like my right. mom's an artist, and she can just like one stroke of the arm just create something beautiful, and then I take like 3 hours, you know.
Well, and you guys had a disadvantage this year, having only 2 minutes to plate, which is crazy. I think that's nuts, and I think it puts you guys at, especially when you like don't do that normally,
right?
Like
why would they do that?
I was curious about that, because I'm like, it's just making the contestants look worse, you know. Mm-hmm. Like and they want the dishes to appear exceptional on camera. So I'm like, just let them, just tell them like, don't have extra time. Like just, but plate, you know, plate till the end. But you know, I think that's why they were worried about it. They didn't want people finishing early, but like, I want the dishes to look pretty. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if the visual element is as big of a component as it seems to be in the condition, like competition, like 50%, right? Why not allow yourself to have that time to make it visually beautiful? Because that's what the audience is going to be able to experience, not the taste, you know?
Right.
Anyway, that's a little soapbox.
Yeah, I know. I totally agree with you on that one. I'm on board with that one.
I think you did great in the wall challenge with Kennedy. The two of you seem to really communicate well together. Also, the challenge where you were teamed with MD, you guys did really great as well. So you had done okay and pretty good in the challenge, team challenges. What about the Hell's Kitchen restaurant takeover challenge got into your head? What happened? Is it the fact that Gordon is like full throttle restaurant chef at that point?
He was on 11, I swear. No, I mean, it gave me a whole new respect for restaurant workers, that challenge, and like what folks have to go through. I mean, maybe they don't have Gordon Ramsay screaming down their neck, but they got somebody screaming down their neck. And this is like so cheesy, but the literal heat of the kitchen got to me. Like my fingers burned. I mean, I guess y'all haven't seen the specific aspect of the challenge, but having to do, we were doing like,
oh, we've seen it.
Yeah, we saw.
Oh, you see? Oh, yeah. I see. I already know. So the six half scallops, and then three orders of half scallops at a time. By the time you finish putting your last scallop down, the other one's ready to flip. So it was just like a constant, like, fingers on the hot metal, like, and it's like it physically hurt. And I think in that kind of environment where there's like the physical pain, not just the like mental pain of someone screaming at you, hollering, you know, that's when it got to be a little bit too much. It's just, and I'll say, you know, okay, there's another little part I guess y'all seen. I hope they didn't include it in the edit, but I'm like 90% sure they did. When Gordon came around and was like, touch the steak, touch the steak, touch the steak. And I touched it, and oh, maybe that's not. Well, there was a moment where, you know, Grant was on the stakes and Gordon pulled one off. And
oh, the one that the one that turned out to be raw.
Mm-hmm. And I said it was medium rare. And
yes, no, it's in there. That made it. It's in there. Yep, that then it didn't make it. Yep. Sorry.
It'd be like that. but first off, I've been vegetarian for like 13 years. I only started cooking meat 2 years ago. So like I did not have that part down.
The touch,
but also
yeah.
like that was a confidence issue for me. Like, cause I was during that challenge, like I was checking the steaks and I was like, Grant, I don't think these are ready. Like little like tiny me being like, I think these are ready. Yeah. And like not standing up and being confident. And so, you know, if we talk about like the biggest challenge throughout, like maybe it was plating, but also it was like my confidence to speak up when I saw a problem.
Yeah. Cause like trust instincts and know like, no, that's not right. We need to fix
it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's on me. I ain't mad about it, but, you know, it's definitely given me a lot to think about, not only in the kitchen, but just in my personal life, you know, like in my professional life. Like if I think something isn't right, I need to be confident and loud enough to say something about it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's, I mean, and it's great advice. And it's great to have taken that away and learned from it, because I think if anything, that's something in this competition that you do, you're forced to kind of confront at one point or another, like you're going to have to be a louder voice and like speak up for yourself. And yeah, it's like, I mean, it's great when that like comes to light and you can at least take that away, you know, with you and, you know, move forward with it.
Though you were eliminated, your exit was beautiful. What you said about the investment that the show and that the judges gave to you. And I thought that was a really beautiful way of looking at it. And you also sort of said that you got a little bit of a glimpse of what your food career can look like, what that world and universe can look like. I thought there was really beautiful stuff. And I said we were rooting for you. I wanted to see you win. I just wanted to see you do well because you were so likable and it was so easy to get behind you. Anyway, what's happening with you now? What are you working on? What are you doing?
Well, first off, I appreciate you saying that because I definitely didn't always feel like I was good or likable, you know, so thank you for saying that. Right now, so I'm in law school right now at Alabama, Roll Tide. but honestly, I have this whole aspect of wanting to be an attorney for kind of the social impact of it, which relates to my food dream too. But also there's like this financial piece of it. Because one of the reasons I went on the show was like, I've been working on this farm, on this small business, but like I bought the farm myself. Like I didn't inherit it. Like, and small businesses take money and capital. And like, I didn't have access to that. And so, you know, I went on the show because I wanted to like get this seed funding for not only the farm, but the farm to table aspect of it to really provide healthy, nutritious meals for my community. And so going on the show, you know, the reason, you know, I'm sure I look really teary-eyed in my exit because I realized that that dream wasn't going to be accessible. I'm going to get emotional just thinking about it now. Like, it wasn't going to be accessible in the immediate moment because I didn't have the money. And then, you know, not getting off the show meant that I wasn't going to have the money. And so I was going to have to find another way to get that seed funding. And so, you know, that's another reason why I'm here at law school now is to get a career that will hopefully allow me to have the excess money to invest in the business, in the farm, in this, you know, affordable pay what you can style restaurant. And that's still like the ultimate goal, but sometimes, you know, you don't always get to take the most linear or direct path to get there. So my brother's watching over the farm now, and, you know, it's actually a really good thing that I have this 3 years to be away from the farm, because the kind of agriculture that we practice, regenerative agriculture, it takes years to build the soil. So you know, it works out. It's all good. You know, we're going to get there eventually, you know.
Definitely.
One thing
I could say about you is that you have determination and grit to go and get whatever you want, including being on MasterChef and, you know, getting past some of these outrageous challenges and whatnot. So this is nothing compared to getting a steak thrown.
Yeah. Yeah. And I say this to everybody, but I truly mean this, that you are part of our MasterChef family, meaning you're part of my family, and the road is not easy. Like after MasterChef, and just because you didn't end up winning, this is just one step in the direction. So keep telling your story, and the right person will hear it, and the right person will be there to step in and guide you and help you and get you to where you want it to go. So as long as you don't give up on it and you keep telling the story and you keep fighting for it, it will happen. That's the biggest piece of advice I can do. I've learned that over the last few years of just like, no, I want this to happen. So I'm going to keep screaming it until it does. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's the biggest piece of advice I can give you. And I will be here 100% of the way to help you get there. So like, I will be SAV advocate and help get that there. I'm very more than happy to start shouting that story also from the rooftops and help. And especially when we're talking about the food world, I want to help, you know, like build those stories and share those stories. So we can do it. We can do it.
I mean, that's like so weird to hear you say that, because I watched you on TV for so long. I was like rooting for you, and now you're rooting for me. It's like,
yes, I'm rooting for you, girl. Like, and it's a process, it's a road, but you can do it. You can do it. Just keep saying it, keep doing it, keep fighting for it, and it will happen. I promise.
Words to live by right there.
Yes. It will happen. So well,
thank you so much, Steph, for being here.
Yes, thank you for taking the time with us. We are so happy to talk to you. We're so proud of you. We really honestly got to see you grow so much on the show. So take that to heart and take it with you.
I sure will.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Sav.
All right. Y'all take
care. Bye. All right, guys, that was a great interview with Sav. We are very sad to see her go. Stay tuned, because next up, we are going right into the beginning part of the semifinals of MasterChef Season 13.